There's been a great deal of mystery surrounding the death toll caused by the tsunami in Myanmar, or Burma. A long finger of Myanmar coastline stretches just to the north of Thailand's most badly hit villages. Myanmar is a closed society, ruled by a military junta, and the official tally of 59 people killed by the tsunami in that country has been greeted with skepticism by dissidents and exile groups who believe hundreds or thousands may have been killed. Charles Petrie is the United Nations resident coordinator in Myanmar, and he says assessments from relief groups there back up the government's numbers.
We've actually undertaken a series of verification and assessment missions throughout the affected areas. And we've come to the conclusion that basically that the earthquake and the tsunami did not create the level of damage or destruction in Myanmar as in the neighboring countries, and actually have found that the government's assessment, or let's say the scale or magnitude that the government has presented as being the situation, is one that we have also found on the ground.
How would you explain that the damage in Myanmar seems to be substantially less than the damage just a little bit farther down the coast in Thailand, along the area around Phuket?
Yeah, I mean, it's an extremely good point, and as you can imagine, it's something that from the beginning was of great concern to us. There are a number of reasons. One that I've heard is the underwater topography is very different. Second, that even the shorelines are very different from the Thai side, that the southern coast has far less beachfront and is hillier far earlier, and that also most of the islands are very rocky. Also, the line on which the earthquake occurred and standard patterns of flow of energy out was in a way that missed Myanmar.
I understand that there will be in Myanmar a number of temporary fishing villages that get set up along the coastline, seasonal villages that wouldn't be on the map. Is it possible that areas like that may have been completely washed away and no one would know, that these are so temporary that no one would have even known they were there in the first place?
Well, not along the coastline. Different groups have done assessments, and along the coastline they were done both by road and by boat. Teams have also gone to the hospitals, local hospitals, and have had contact with people living in the different areas. Similarly, there was one, a group of great concern, which are the group called the Sea Gypsies, who are further south in a series of islands. They're a group of fishermen just north of Thailand. And there also, we have had contact. Some of our partners have had contact with the Sea Gypsies, and were able to ascertain that actually there are about a dozen that have still not reported that could still be out to sea. So we did. Over the last 10 days, we have done a very comprehensive review of the different areas. As a result, I think we can say with confidence that the impact of the tsunami and the earthquake on Myanmar is significantly less than neighboring countries, and actually is at a scale that the government presented at the beginning.
Mr. Petrie, I'm wondering if you understand the skepticism with which the official tally from the Myanmar government is being greeted, given that closed societies often find it in their interest to minimize destruction or minimize human tragedy in their countries.
I understand completely. Yeah. It's impossible to ignore it. It defines the way the international community sees this country. So it's definitely a reality that, of course, one recognizes.
Well, Charles Petrie, thanks very much.
No, you're welcome.
Charles Petrie is the United Nations resident coordinator in Myanmar. He spoke with us from the capital, Yangon.